It's that time. It's getting cold across the country. And if you have cracks in your concrete, you need to know that it's important to take care of them. And joining us on the house on the Home Improvement Hotline is a guy who knows a lot about concrete with the Quikrete Company. He's Mike Major. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing great. Good to talk with you guys.
Yes, indeed. And I was sharing with our listeners, teasing the fact that you would be on to join us, that we had a chat yesterday. And as always, we learned so much from you. And it is a great time to, it's getting cold, it's starting to rain, and concrete is increasingly vulnerable. But not only that, people are vulnerable as they traverse concrete paths and patios. So let's talk a little bit about how folks can protect concrete from winter weather.
Great. Well, there are several ways. We've got a couple of new products that are out in the market right now. Our concrete masonry waterproof sealer and our concrete high gloss sealer, two different ways to seal sidewalks, patios, porches, just to really make the concrete a little more substantial. What it'll do, as we've talked with you guys about before, you need to really think about concrete as being a rigid sponge. And concrete will absorb water, and that water can sometimes cause damage to concrete, especially in areas that are susceptible to freeze-thaw cycles.
That's true. I mean, I really like the way you describe that, because if you look at concrete under a microscope, it looks like Swiss cheese.
Exactly right.
And with capillary action, it's going to hold that water. When it holds that water, the temperatures drop, it freezes, and it spalls, and it cracks.
It sure does. And this is a great opportunity. This time of the year, you know, we talk about these weatherproofing sealers, but before we get to that point, sometimes we need to take a look at the concrete surface before we get started. Like you say, the surface may have spalled or there may have developed some cracks in the concrete, whether it be on your sidewalk or driveway or patio or porch. And we want to take care of those cracks because not only will the water get in and absorb into the concrete itself, but obviously it's going to go into those cracks. And we can sometimes do a little bit of work and a little bit of money at it right now and avoid those costly repairs that come with having to replace an entire section of a sidewalk.
Okay, so what are we going to do? Let's talk about it.
Well, we've got several products. One is a real simple product that is called a concrete crack filler. And it is we have that in a couple different varieties. One of them is a quart bottle that you just shake the bottle up, you snip the end off of it, and you use that to fill the cracks in the concrete.
Boy, I've been using that one for years. Got some of that out in the workshop in the cabinet.
It's always a good thing to keep around the house. The great part about that is, like I say, you snip off the ends, you use what you need, you put the cap back on it, and you can save that in your workshop until the next time that you do have a crack that develops. And it just really does a great job of making sure that we stop that crack from getting larger and causing more and more damage. So we work with that product. We've also got some polyurethane sealants that are a little more elastic. You know, in some of the areas, you know, even some of the expansion joints that you have where maybe the wood's not there anymore and you've still got that gap, you still want to try to keep that protected as well. So you can go over those areas using a polyurethane, and the importance of the polyurethane is it stretches and it moves with the shifting of the earth. Obviously, expansion joints are put into concrete for a reason, and that's to make sure that we don't have cracks develop in other places. So we don't want to do anything to stop the integrity of that expansion joint. We want to make sure that the earth can still move and we're not doing anything that's going to damage, you know, cause cracks to develop when they try to find a path of least resistance. So we want to make sure that expansion joint is still there. So we fill that up using a polyurethane and that stretches and will expand and make sure that it can still hold up to the movement, but it'll guard it from allowing water to get underneath the slab and cause more and more damage.
Awesome. If you're just joining us, we're chatting with Mike Majors. He is with the Quikrete Company. They're the makers of concrete products. You'll find them at quikrete.com. Mike, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, may we continue our discussion with you about protecting concrete from winter weather?
Absolutely. We also need to talk about the holidays coming up.
Let's do it. On the house, 800-737-2474. More after this. If you're just joining us, we've got Mike Majors on the line. He is with Quikrete. They make concrete, fence post concrete, concrete in a bag, and concrete repair and enhancement products. And before we went to the break, Mike, you said you wanted to talk about the holidays.
Absolutely. We've got the time coming up when we're going to have family coming, meeting our path to our front door. We need to kind of think about that path to the front door. As you guys know, there's never a second chance to make a first impression. So we definitely want to make sure that the porch and the steps and the sidewalk are all looking like you want them to look when you bring people into the house.
You know,
so that's a good opportunity to take out the concrete vinyl patch and just do some work to maybe fix some bad areas in your concrete.
And, Mike, we're not talking about a major investment here. We're talking about a few dollars and a little bit of your time, and it will not only improve the lasting quality of the concrete around your home, but it will improve its appearance and safety as well.
Certainly will. You see little rises coming up in concrete, and it gives us an opportunity. I mean, we've got a product that's a concrete resurfacer where you can do your entire concrete driveway for about 30 cents a square foot. You know, if you've got the entire driveway, the rocks are showing, it's spalled, the surface looks bad. You know, there are a couple different options here. One of them is going to cost you about $8,000. The average 14 by 40 driveway, if you have that busted up and hauled off and re-pour the driveway, you're looking at huge money. If you take that same driveway at 14 by 40 feet and you resurface the concrete, you can do that for 30 cents a square foot or just, you know, a couple hundred dollars, and you can resurface your entire driveway.
I've seen the video on the Quikrete website, and I'm going to tell you, just about anyone can do this.
It's very simple. It's unbelievable how easy this goes on. You mix this concrete resurfacer up to a syrup consistency, pour it out on the surface, and just push it around with a squeegee. It's almost like painting the surface of the concrete, but you're putting just a 16th of an inch cap on the existing concrete and giving it a brand new looking surface.
He is Mike Majors. The company is Quikrete. We invite you to go to their website, Quikrete.com. You will find their products at retail everywhere. Mike, we always enjoy having you on the program, and we certainly hope you'll come back real soon, will you?
I would love to. Great opportunity to talk with you guys. We love helping your listeners.
Now, we're going to hold you over, Mike, because we've got a question from Trudy in San Francisco who needs your help. So stay with us, okay?
Thank you, sir.
You're listening to On the House with the Carey Brothers. Let me live that fantasy. Oh. On the House. That's the name of the program, 800-737-2474. We've been yakking with our buddy Mike Majors with Quikrete. He's the concrete magician. They not only have a full line of concrete in bags, but they also have concrete repair products and things that will make your concrete look pretty. Mike, we have Trudy. She is in San Francisco, and she has a question for you. Trudy, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I have a concrete walkway and stairs. They're about 40, 45 years old. And I have noticed in the last year, I have a hole in the middle of the concrete as big as a pine cone.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Mike?
How deep is the hole currently?
I don't know.
If you had to guess how deep the hole is, Trudy, you say it's the size of a pine cone. Is it an inch? Is it 2 inches?
Oh, I would say maybe half a foot.
6 inches deep, Mike.
Okay, great. Okay, well, what we would use for that, Trudy, we would use our regular concrete mix. So what you would need to do is just get, we have it in all of the home centers. You can find either a 40, 60, or an 80-pound bag. You're probably going to need a very small bag, so you can probably just get a 40-pound bag of concrete. and just mix it up. You can mix that up either in a bucket or a wheelbarrow and just insert that product into the hole, and that will fill that up. And I don't know necessarily what has caused that underneath there, but this would definitely fill it up, and just need to smooth the surface off, and in time that will blend in with your concrete that's there currently.
Hey, Mike, earlier you talked about the concrete resurfacer, which is really great product. Can Trudy use the concrete repair that you just suggested, and after that's cured, can she then use the Quikrete concrete resurfacer to do the steps?
Absolutely. Yeah, and that would do a great job. That would actually keep you from being able to even see the repair that was done. You can, like I say, just fix that current problem that she's got, and then just go over the entire surface, and it'll help the entire surface look brand new.
There you have it, Trudy. We very much appreciate
it. Can I ask one more question?
You bet.
When I fill the hole with the concrete mix, does it have to be dry? Because the hole fills with water. I live in a fog belt. So do I have to take the hair dryer and dry it?
Oh, that's a great question. That's a great question.
You know what, Trudy, in this situation, I would actually just not even mix the concrete if you've already got water that's in the hole. I believe that the concrete would do a fine job just taking it dry and pouring it into that hole and kind of using that water that's in the hole to mix it as you go. I think that would do a fine job of keeping that problem that you've got with puddling out.
Trudy,
thank you.
You are in good hands with our friends at Quikrete, and you may get more information on their products and where in your neck of the woods to purchase at retail by going to Quikrete, Quikrete.com. And Mike Major, as always, you're the best. We really appreciate your joining us during the program, and we hope you'll come back real soon.
I would love to. Thanks a lot, guys. You guys have a great holiday.
You do the same.
You too, Mike.